This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hamilton's Madison County hay auction took place on Saturday over the weekend. Mike Hamilton has a summary of the prices at the auction. And you might also want to make a note that there will not be an auction this Saturday due to the Christmas holiday, but the auctions will resume again on January 2nd.
We had a real good auction. We ended up with almost 2,200 bales total. In the alfalfa small squares, we ended up with 365 bales, and it was in a price range from $3 to extreme top of $15 per bale on some supreme quality hay. A lot of that, you know, pretty decent hay was in that $5 to $6 range. 205 bales of alfalfa grass from $4 to $6.60. Ended up with 50 bales of real good orchard grass from $7.10 to $8.40 per bale. We had 800 mixed small squares of just mixed grass. Seems like we're seeing a lot of that. And it was in a pretty wide price range from $2 to a top of $7 on some really good stuff. Ended up with 480 bales of straw. It was in a price range from $4.30 to $4.70, $4.50, pretty well bought all the straw. In the round bales, we ended up with 157 of those, and it was all grass. It was in a price range from $13 to a top of $37. We had some real nice orchard grass at $41, and we had some round bales of straw at $38 per bale. In the 3x3s, we had 80 bales of first crop alfalfa from $52 to $57 a bale. We had 42 bales of mixed grass from $32 to $34. And we had some alfalfa grass, 57 of those, from $66 to $92 a bale. And then we had 18 bales of really nice orchard grass in 3x3s at $68. And we had a load of 4x4 bales. We don't see too many of them. It was just mixed grass at $46. And I talked to the shipper yesterday, and he said he'd be sending another load for the January 2nd sale. We'll be closed the rest of the week, and we'll be receiving hay on January 1st from 8 in the morning till 6 in the evening, and then we'll be back on schedule with our sale January 2nd. And also on the behalf of Julie and myself and Tyler and Kyle, my sons, and the auction staff, we would like to wish everybody Merry Christmas and a prosperous 2016. Hope to see you next year.
Mike Hamilton with Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction. As always, for questions, you can give Mike a call at 618-410-4293. The Illinois Specialty Crops Agritourism and Organic Conference is going to take place January 6th through the 8th at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Springfield. The conference features nearly 100 speakers and 60 trade show exhibitors, and there will be 4 concurrent pre-conference workshops, general sessions, and breakout sessions aimed at helping Illinois specialty growers cultivate their operations. On Wednesday, January 6th, participants can attend one of the pre-conference workshops, which include topics about pumpkins and ornamental vegetables, small fruits, social media, and legal issues for small farmers. Thursday, January 27th, the keynote speaker, Tom Turpin, who is a professor of entomology at Purdue University, will stress the importance of insects as pollinators, what role they play, and how growers can promote their success. Participants are also invited to attend the breakout sessions on Thursday, January 7th and Friday the 8th, and those will include topics on agritourism and marketing, fruits, vegetables, herbs, organic foods, and emerging issues and opportunities. Following the breakout sessions on Thursday, the annual banquet will include a keynote speech titled How Social Media Has Revolutionized and How We Drive Traffic to Our Farm by Chris Ecker of Eckert's Orchard in Belleville. The 27th Annual Apple Cider Contest and the 14th Annual Hard Cider Contest will also be held again in conjunction with the conference. To receive registration materials or for exhibitor information, you should contact Diane Hanley at 309-557-3662. And a detailed conference agenda and cider contest information can be found online at www.specialtygrowers.org. Previously, the senior market analyst for Water Street Solutions in Peoria, Arlen Suderman, has accepted a new position as the chief commodities economist for INTL FC Stone. Arlen supports the agriculture sector of the business, and we discussed current trends in grain commodity markets.
I spent several years as a senior market analyst with Water Street Solutions based in Peoria and in Lincoln, providing market intelligence for the firm and for their use with their clients, and received an offer and accepted to be chief commodities economist for INTL FC Stone, which is a financial services company specifically working in the sector, supporting the agricultural portion of their business, and providing information, utilizing my team to provide the best market intelligence we can to our staff and to our clients so they can make wise risk management decisions.
Arlen says the long-term trend of a strong dollar and crude oil surpluses are the cause for lower commodity prices.
Well, I think, first of all, it's important to recognize the longer-term trend that we're seeing, and that is to a strong dollar. It recently hit 12-year highs, broke lower from that, and is now kind of making its way back up for a retest of that high, it appears. And when the dollar is strong, that makes our commodities less competitive on the global market. Put that together with the fact that the fund managers look at crude oil as an indicator of the demand for commodities, and they see big surpluses of crude oil that are simply getting bigger, new multi-year lows for crude oil, the lowest they've been since February of 2009. And so they interpret that if crude oil is cheap, that means the global economy is not doing well, there's not enough demand. And if there's not enough, if the global economy is doing well, then nobody wants to own the commodity sector as a whole. So any supply and demand data they see for the grain and oil seeds, they interpret through that filter of no demand. And so that's why they built large short or sold positions in the grain and oil seed market. Near term, what we saw late last week was the fact that many of those traders want to take extended time off for the holidays. They had built large short positions. They saw rainfall deficits building in the northern half of Brazil's grain belt. But just-in-time rains continue to maintain production. If any of those rains falter, we could suddenly see the area of crop under stress expand from 15% to more than a third of the belt, and that would be significant. And so rather than take a chance with prices near contract lows, they started covering their short positions before they took off for extended holiday period. That gave us a pretty good rally to close out last week. This week we're seeing some weakness return because they did have some showers over the weekend, and more showers are expected this week. Not enough to replenish soil supplies, so we're still kind of riding that cusp of what if, but there's not the incentive to do more short covering today. We'll remain weather-focused probably over the next several weeks with this market on the cusp of big crop adding to world supplies if the just-in-time rains continue, or suddenly worried about those global supplies from soybeans and corn if those rains start to falter.
Once again, Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist for INTL FC Stone. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.